with our services here today. We appreciate you logging in. We're making this on a Friday morning, ready for the Sunday night services. And again, we thank you for logging in to these broadcasts. We're looking forward to being back in the house of the Lord, some in-person services. And we're going to continue on with our parking lot service right on through the month of June. And no doubt, we're probably going on through the month of July as well. But we'll be adding to some inside services along with that. So we look forward to that. And we know that all that's going to work out okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. We acknowledge we're a needy people. And Lord, you're a prayer-answering God. You delight, Lord, in answering the requests, petitions of your people. Lord, we ask forgiveness of sin. But we ask you just to help us to be an overcoming, conquering people, as you promised in your word that we can be. Lord, I ask you just to bid the special prayer requests, the special needs. Lord, even this morning as we make this video, Lord, there's special needs among our membership. And many invariably are. So, Lord, we ask you to bless, Lord, accordingly. Lord, we seek not only our will, Lord, but mainly we seek your will. So, Lord, just protect us. And thank you for protecting us. Thank you for loving us. And we love you, Lord. Help us again here this day, we pray. Help me. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, we're going to go to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. And we're going to be preaching upon the subject of a sound mind, of a sound mind. We've had some several messages from this particular passage of Scripture of late. Let's go ahead and take time to read 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us the spirit of courage. Not of weakness, but of power. Not of hatred, variance, unforgiveness, but of love. And today, specifically, we talk about and of a sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Today, if we stop for just a moment to contemplate the last thought of this comforting, the courage of verse in God's Word, is of great assurance. It is the greatest assurance that Almighty God has given to us a sound mind. This word, sound mind, meaning discipline, self-control. In a world that seems to be out of control like a ship on the wildest storm of the sea, without a captain at the helm, praise the Lord, we have a master of the sea on our side. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 27, but the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds of the sea obey him? Oh, how thankful we are that we have that one that is the master of the sea. He's at the helm of the ship. He's in control of all things. Our God is a sovereign God. Our God is a God over all providence. He's in control of all and each and everything of our lives. And we praise him and thank him for that. Men sometimes think that they're in control, but oftentimes as we realize about this pandemic, we realize that just the slightest little thing, the virus, and it's not a slight now. I realize it's a dangerous thing. It's taking its toll upon life. But who'd ever thought that such a thing could have such a worldwide implication, shut down our economic system, and probably for years to come, there's going to be fallout from what has happened to our economy and people's lives. It's going to take many years for things to get back on track. But again, what does this show us? It shows the frailty of man, but also it shows the mightiness and the greatness of our God. And all that is good is happening, all that is coming about, we ultimately give the glory to the Lord. But again, when we think about a sound mind, God's given us a sound mind, he gives us the ability through his power to have a disciplined mind that we can control our emotions, our thoughts, and our actions, that we can think to be useful in his service and to bring honor and glory to his name. You take an individual that does not have a disciplined mind. An individual does not have a sound mind, a disciplined mind, a person is himself that has control over their emotions, lest that person just runs amok. And they just create fires everywhere they go. They're like an person just went wild. Just going about and starting flames of trouble and despair and gloom and just variance and hatred, unforgiveness, chaos everywhere they go. Their mind is here, their mind is there, and their mind is never focused upon what thus saith the Word of God. To help us develop this sound mind, God's made that He's made it possible. He's made it possible that we would not be a fearful people, but a courageous people. That we would not be a weak people, but we would be more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. He's given us the ability we don't have to go through life, hatred and unforgiveness, but He's given us the power to be a loving individual. And also, if you read here, He's given us the power to have a sound mind. If we're going to be useful in His service, bring honor and glory to His name, we've got to develop this sound mind that God has given us. First, I would certainly think we need to practice the mindset of Jesus. Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 38, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me." At 12 years old in the temple, speaking there to the scribes, and they come to find Jesus, He said, "We should not know that I must be about my Father's business." Jesus was always about doing the will of the Father. How that you and I ought to always be busy doing the will of the Father. If we can focus upon doing what thus saith the Word of God, what God's will is for our life, and oftentimes people may say, "I don't know what God wants me to do." Well, I'm praying about that. You talk to them 5 years down the road. Well, I'm praying what God would have me to do. 5 more years down the road, I'm praying what God would have me to do. Listen, there is things that God reveals in His Word, very elementary things that God reveals in His Word, that you ought to be a part of, things you ought to be doing as God's child. And then God gives all of us special callings in our life as God would have us to serve Him in certain different capacities. Sometimes those things may change, but the thought that we would ever get out of the service of the Lord and quit serving God is certainly foreign to this Bible that I'm reading. God has a purpose and a plan for His children. And it's up to us to find that God's purpose, pray about that, and get involved in those things that God would have us to be involved in. We can't just always sit around and wait, say, "I'm waiting for God's special calling." We're to be involved helping others along with in their calling until such time that God gives us that specific calling. And it may be that God's calling is that you are someone that's able to help and encourage to be there for other people as well. But again, to continue to develop this sound mind that God's made possible for us, we have to have the mindset of Jesus. Now listen, if you start thinking about the mindset of Jesus, think about doing the will of the Father, but also certainly that we can think about the mindset of Jesus, about compassion and love and caring for people. I mean, it goes on and on. He had a spirit of unforgiveness like none other has ever had. And just try to think about the attributes and the many special graces of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and how we ought to imitate Him. And by the way, as Christians, that's what we ought to be, imitators of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But first, to help us develop this sound mind, we need to practice the mindset of Jesus. Secondly, to further this way of disciplined mind will require thinking on good things. Let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. "Finally, brother, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Listen, sometimes we focus upon the negative. We all know that one person in our life. Anytime that you speak to them, anytime that you talk to them, they go to the dark side. They go to the negative side. It's always something doom and gloom. Something to kind of shock you. But as you walk away, you have a sense of not an uplifting, not an encouragement, but you have just a sense of bad and of evil and of wickedness. And the Bible says we need to build one another up. I'm not saying we hide or gloss over or stick our head in the sand. things that are going on around us, that just to focus solely upon the bad things is in life and not ever contemplate the good things, it sets our mind in a bad array. The Bible says what? That we are to think on those things that are true, those things that are honest, those things that are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Listen, there's no way we can overemphasize the importance of these words we just read in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. The importance of these words. You think about them. What do you think upon? What you dwell upon, most of the time we act upon. That's just plain and simple. What we focus our thoughts upon, what we think about, what we saturate our mind with, most of the time that's the actions come forth from that. So that's why it's important. If we're going to have a sound mind, that disciplined mind, we need to think on the good things of the Lord. Think on the good things, the positive things, the things that foster, those things that tend to build up and give us that disciplined, controlled mind. Then thirdly, we can understand the importance of saturating oneself with the Word of God. Take in the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6 through 17, not just that specific verse we read there in the book of Philippians, but the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We need to saturate ourselves not just with bits and pieces of God's Word, but we're to take in God's Word. We're to study God's Word. We're to listen to God's Word. We're to take in God's Word into our heart. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Bible says it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. As you read God's Word, oftentimes we want to pick and choose. We want to, what they kind of say, cherry pick out the very best. Can't you remember as a child? Your mom, if you was so blessed to get a can of fruit cocktail, what would they always be in a can of fruit cocktail? One or two or three or four little halves of cherries. And if there's very many children in the family, wouldn't it be sometimes just a little bit of a squabble? Who was going to get one of those little red half of a cherry? Not that they tasted so much different than all the others. Fruit cocktail with all that heavy syrup is all sweet, it's all good. But at the same time, there'd be a fight over those little half of the cherry. We talk about cherry picking things out of the Word of God. People like to cherry pick and pick out the things that tends to make them feel good or kind of goes along with their way of thinking. But the Bible says that we're to take in the whole Word of God. What? It's profitable for doctrine or for teaching. We'll let God's Word speak to us as we are. For reproofs. Sometimes we need to be reproved. Sometimes we need to be correction in our life. Sometimes we need to be instructed how to live a more righteous life. That we can be perfect. In other words, we can be mature. Thoroughly furnished all good works. That God will allow us through His Word, as we saturate ourselves with the Word, and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and direct us through the Word, we will be a mature saint of God, and we'll be able to do those things that is pleasing unto our Lord. A sound mind would certainly be a companion of a wise man. In Matthew 7, verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man to build his house upon a rock. Listen, a sound mind and a wise individual goes hand in hand. You'll never see a person with a good, clear mind. I'm talking about a mind that is in control. It's they have self-control. When I say self, they're allowing the Holy Spirit within them, the new man, to rule in their mind and their discipline. and focus upon the things that need to be accomplished. When you see that sort of an individual, you also see that there's wisdom coming forth from that individual. It's the kind of a person that you would go to and you seriously and honestly want to know, thus saith the Word of God, and you want to go and get their thoughts. You want to glean from their wisdom, then you want to glean from their ways. And they, when they speak to you, it is the things the Lord has given them. There whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, doeth them, I like him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And that's going to bring us on to the fourth point, as we just kind of alluded to already, in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of signs falsely so called. Have a sound mind. It's going to require listening to and taking advice from godly men. In the very first verse of Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. What do we need to do? Have a sound mind will require listening and taking advice from godly men, godly women, Christians that are strong in the faith. When you seek out counsel of those whose thoughts, whose advice, and whose convictions rest upon what saith the Lord. When they give to you advice, they make reference to Scripture, the Word of God. The convictions they have, the advice they give you, the thoughts they share with you, it all rests upon what? It rests upon what thus saith the Word of God. And that is good advice from godly men and godly women. For if you listen to those to be unwise, if you listen to those to be ungodly, they're going to take you down a bad path, a terrible path. And despair. Then lastly, you must be submissive to Almighty God. We would have a sound mind to submit. In James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hearts, your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Do you want to be a double-minded person, unstable person? Or do you want to be that person that has a strong mind? As you submit to God, you will leave being a double-minded, unstable, undisciplined kind of person to that person who has that wonderful, blessed, sound mind. We need to praise the Lord for His marvelous salvation. That gives to us that are saved, born again children of the Lord, the power to have a sound mind. How we need to praise the Lord for that. Brothers and sisters, for you that maybe got saved up a little later on in life, can't you look back and see the wrong decisions, the terrible decisions, the state of your mind as you left innocence and as you become more ingrained and hardened maybe in sin for a while, maybe for some for maybe a longer while. Can't you see how the workings of your mind, what led you to those places of sin and debauchery and those things that you don't want to share about or talk about or tell anybody about? Then you realize after you were saved and how you had a change of mind. The Bible says when we're saved, we become a new creature. And God's given us the ability to not have fear, to be able to love, to give us power. But we've got to put forth the effort as God gives them to us. We've got to use what God gives us to strengthen that and not let it just go to the wayside. Don't you understand? I know that you certainly do. The importance of having a sound mind. Does not our country and our leaders, do we not need sound-minded people that make the laws and decisions and the federal judges that are on our benches? Do we not need people with a sound mind? And that sound mind is a godly mind, being able to make good decisions and godly decisions in our churches and our pastors and our leaders within our churches. And then the parents that sit in the pew and individuals sit in the pew. Do not we need in our nation people of a sound mind? Well, God will grant that, and God does grant that. And we praise Him for that. None of us have arrived. We can all improve. And we've mentioned just simply five short things that can help us continue to develop that sound mind. And we can speak about other things and belabor the points on and on. But if we can start with those five simple things, then we can continue to build upon that. Because I tell you, our nation, our country, our communities, our church, our children, and our children's children, they need those with a sound mind. And we can't always look to the other person. We need to look within ourselves and ask God to help us that we can be that individual that goes forth in the community, amongst our family, and we can be a person that has a truly sound mind. The kind of mind, Lord, you said is possible for your children. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message today, this short devotion. And Lord, certainly, as we said at the very beginning, in this world of chaos, like a ship upon the wild sea, with no captain at the helm, Lord, we see that all around. Lord, also we see that sparkling lighthouse. We see that individual, that person, that beacon of hope. Lord, I ask you just to bless that we could be that person. Lord, not for the sake of pride, but Lord, because you tell us that's what we ought to be. And Lord, you have those out there that you want us to reach out to and help and be an encouragement to, be a blessing to, and be a guide to. And Lord, in order for us to be all that we want to be and all that we need to be for you, Lord, we're going to have that sound mind. Lord, help us pay heed to your word. Help us develop, continue to help us to strengthen that which, Lord, what you've told us and given us to do. Help us to submit, Lord, because sometimes that's where it starts. Bless thou in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.